Leading the news, a group of asylum seekers is refusing to leave the roof of the Villawood detention centre following the death of a fellow detainee. 11 men say they won't come down unless authorities agree to review their asylum applications. The Immigration Department says efforts are being made to convince the men to end their protest. The opposition's asking for a legal assessment of the deal struck with the independents on parliamentary reform. The coalition raised concerns about the legality of the agreement if independent Rob Oakeshott were to become Speaker. Mr Oakeshott has now dropped his bid for the role after meeting with Tony Abbott, saying he wanted to maintain an independent vote. The United States has officially recovered from its 18-month recession. The National Bureau of Economic Research says the recession ended in June last year. More than 8 million jobs were lost in the slump, triggered by the subprime lending crisis. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has told a meeting of world leaders that global poverty can be halved by 2015, but he's warned the clock was ticking for the Millennium Development Goals. World leaders met to review the goals aimed at reducing poverty and increasing health standards. And Perth police are investigating the death of a three-year-old boy. The toddler died from serious injuries and police say he was found inside a washing machine. The boy had lived with his mother and her de facto partner. Police say the death is suspicious and are questioning the toddler's mother.